This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Yisai. How are you? Baruch Mabom. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Yadalid, Suf Beis. We began two of the Mishnah Berurahs on Suf Beis, where the Mechaber said if a Jew puts tzitzis on a beged without kavana, if there are no other tzitzis to be machshirit, you could rely on the Shita of the Rambam, who says it's okay, but don't make a bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ches, Lo yivarich alav, afilo im lo yasarak hatechiva bakanav shalai lishma. Even if you just stick it through the corner of the hole, shalai lishma. B'kol shekenim asa akesha elyon shalai lishma. Certainly if you made the first knot shalai lishma, the Rashi v'harosh v'hatoysis v'ilahu, Rashi, the Rosh and Tosfos, they hold, to be inon midairaisa gam kein tliya lishma. Rashi and the Rosh and Tosfos, they hold, you have to put it in the garment lishma, not like the Rambam. The Rambam says that you don't need lishma to stick it through the hole, but Rashi, the Rosh and Tosfos hold that you need to stick it through midairaisa. Ukra demir oive gilulim, I, the pasuk that excludes a guy, so tzarech afilu yisrael oimin agam lamdei lishma would require a Jew to be oimin agabav and teach him to do it lishma. Meaning, the pasuk that says a guy can't do it is talking about even if the Jew is standing over him and telling him to do lishma, the guy can't do it. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah is bothered by Akasha. According to Rashi, Rosh and Tosfos, that you need to do it lishma, so why do I need a pasuk to be made a guy? A guy is not doing it lishma, says the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Yadal Tziv Katan Ches, that you need the pasuk, even if there's a Jew standing there and telling the guy to do it lishma, it's still not good. Al kein tzach lizar l'chachila koidem atriya babeged, sheyoytzi b'svasa b'feir. You need to articulate explicitly, shetoyla kol elo hatzitzis l'shem tzitzis, that you're hanging, you're suspending all these tzitzis for the sake of tzitzis. U'kumay shekosavnu le'elbasim in yiralef, le'inyin tevia, u'shazira, v'ayin, v'beir halacha. Okay, Sif Gimel. Hashoyel mechaveroi tala she'ino mitzuyatzes. Potter melahata bat tzitzis kol shlosh mem. If you borrow from your friend a four-cornered talis that does not have tzitzis on it, you're exempt from putting tzitzis on it for 30 days. Dechsev kesuscha v'loy shalachem. It says your garment, not someone else's. Aval achar shloshim yom chayv midraban b'nei shneros kishalai. After 30 days, you are exempt. You are obligated midrabanan because after you have something for 30 days, it's maris ayin, it looks like it's yours. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Pater, v'hamato bat tzitzis u'mevarech. So here you borrowed a garment without tzitzis, even though you're pater, but if you want to put tzitzis, make a bracha, you're not losing out. Why? Like women that can make a mitzvah, a bracha, a mitzvah saseh, even though they're exempt. By the way, the Bir Halacha quotes something very interesting. I'm sorry, the Dirshu quotes something very interesting. He says, the Ramah later on, Siman Yud Zayin, and Siman Tavkov Peites, and the Bir Halacha and Siman Tavkov Beis, they bring that regarding Birchas Halel, women are allowed to make a bracha on Halel. But the Bir Halacha in Siman Kov Tzadi says, the opinion of Daki Moshe is, Lamaisa, women are better off not making a bracha for tkiyah shofar, because since there's no remez in Kol HaTorah Kula that women should hear the sound of the shofar, they want to do it, they can do it. They're not obligated to do it. By the way, it's brought, they've already been mekabel it upon themselves, but that's great that they're mekabel. But women are better off not making a bracha on the shofar, but the Bir Halacha says, what could you do? You know, they want to do it, you can't stop them, but if they would listen to us, we would tell them, just don't make a bracha. Very interesting. By the way, let's get this argument clear. The Mishnah Berurah is saying, making a bracha on a talis she'ula is akin to women making a bracha on a mitzvah saseh she'azman grama. And since our women make a bracha on a mitzvah saseh she'azman grama, They could also, one can make a bracha on a tal shula. I just want to point out, that's the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. That's what Ashkenazim do. Sephardim do not make a bracha. Women do not make a bracha on Zman Grama. Sephardic women do not make a bracha on sukkah, on lulav, on any mitzvah. In fact, they're not allowed to. It's a bracha levatola for them. And that's why there's a shaila whether Sephardim are allowed to say Baruch Sha'amar Nishtabach. And Rabbi Avadya Paskins, no. And therefore, Rabbi Avadya Paskins, a Sephardi, should not daven with Ashkenazi. Don't send your kid to Ashkenazi school because you're teaching them to make a bracha levatola. But just accordingly, then probably for a Sephardi, cannot make a bracha on a tala shu'ula. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Mamela yachal latzis by b'shavas l'shus harabim. Mamela, even though it's not chayiv in tzitzis, you could go out into a public domain. Dinoy hu lebeged is considered a beauty for the beged. So now the Shas, what about a woman who wants to wear tzitzis on Shabbos? Yeah, say a woman wants to wear tzitzis on Shabbos. So we say later on the Dershu quotes in Simon Shin Aleph, that according to the Magen Avram, she would have to bring a Karban Chatas. Because since she doesn't typically go out with it, so for her it's like a Masoi. But what if some woman, she always wears tzitzis. She's a wow. You know, she's a woman of the wall. So is she chayv to bring a Karban Chatas? No. That's the least of her problems, that she wants to wear tzitzis on Shabbos. But anyway, okay, Siv Katan Yud Midrabanan. After 30 days of Chay Midrabanan, Vivar Chalad, you'd make a bracha on it. V'soicher Dina Keshaf. You rent the garment, the din is like a shayal. That's Oylas Tomish Mechichem Itoz Menachos Mem Dado Menav Der Mazat Talos Uva Iter Matzah Shikasav Uschiras Mesafgalan. The Iter is Mesupik about Schiras. Okay, that's Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow. Good to see everybody back. We'll see you tomorrow, regular time, 9 o'clock. Okay, back to regular schedule. Bracha v'atzlacha, kol tov, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.